The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com joins us again. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm great today, Gil. Thanks for asking. And I am excited that you're doing your second annual Save $500 show. At HouseLogic, we're all about saving money and investing wisely in your home.
Okay. I sense you have tips for us, so let's have them.
Oh, now what would make you think that? I do indeed have five quick tips for saving you money in and around your home, the kind of thing that really adds up if you practice it more than once. So first of all, wrap your water heater in a blanket. Just like you pile on extra layers in the winter, your hot water heater can use some extra insulation too. A fiberglass insulation blanket is a simple addition that can cut heat loss and save 4 to 9% on the average water heating bill of about $300 a year. Another idea, number two, add motion sensors. You might be diligent about shutting off unnecessary lights, but how about your kids? Probably not so much. Adding motion sensors to playrooms and bedrooms costs only about $15 to $50 per light and ensures you're not going to pay for energy that you're not using. Number three, turn off your automatic ice maker. Use ice trays instead. Did you know that your automatic ice maker increases your fridge's energy consumption by 14 to 20%? Ice trays, on the other hand, don't increase your energy costs at all. Number four, don't second-guess your dishwasher. If you think doing your dishes by hand is greener than powering up the dishwasher, guess what? You're wrong. Dishwashers use about a third as much hot water as you're going to use doing it in the sink and relieve much of the strain on your back and your water heater. So let your dishwasher do your dishes. Number five, adjust the thermostat on your fridge to the 37 to 40 degree Fahrenheit range. If you keep it colder than that, you could be increasing your energy consumption by as much as 25% on average. For the freezer, you want to shoot for between 0 and 5 degrees Fahrenheit. How's that?
That is all good. Let's switch gears here, though, because I'm thinking about taxes because, very sadly, tax day looms. What smart savings can homeowners look for there?
Well, now remember, as I said on the show a couple of weeks ago, you don't have to be sad about April 15th. One way to think about it is this mortgage interest deduction appreciation day if you're a homeowner, right? To put a positive spin on it. So one of the smartest savings for homeowners is to take full advantage of this deduction. If you tend to file your taxes at the last minute and take the standard deduction because it's fastest, consider whether you're lowering your taxable income as much as you could and therefore your tax rate. You know, the interest you pay on your mortgage is tax deductible up to $1 million on a primary and secondary residence. Even loans on mobile homes and houseboats can qualify, and the interest you pay on second mortgages, home equity loans, and HELOCs can be deductible too.
So how much can the deduction actually save folks?
Well, the mortgage interest deduction, or MID, saves homeowners hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year.
All right, give us an example of just how that works.
Okay, actually, I can give you two. So the first example, say you're married, filing jointly with a taxable income of $50,000, and you paid $5,000 in interest on your mortgage this year. Taking advantage of the MID would lower your tax bill by $750. So here's another example. If you're married, filing jointly with a taxable income of $100,000, and you also paid that same $5,000 in mortgage interest this year, the deduction would lower your tax bill by $1,250. That's a lot. And by the way, the editors at HouseLogic.com looked at how your mortgage interest tax savings can accumulate over the life of the loan, assuming a particular loan amount, and turned it into a slideshow. You could sock away the tax savings for life's necessities and some luxuries. Just search by mortgage deduction at HouseLogic.com.
All right, so there's that. What about savings on insurance?
You know, that's a really good point. Insurers keep score on your property in what's called a CLUE, C-L-U-E, CLUE insurance report. It details the claims history of your home, and if there are errors or misleading info in your report, it can cost you in higher premiums. Worse, you may not even know there's a mistake until you get turned down for homeowners insurance or see a huge jump in your premium. Many insurers offer a claim-free discount, which is why it makes sense to check out your report.
That does make sense. Okay, I think we've all heard about how to get credit reports, but for a lot of people, it's the first time they're hearing about this. So what do you do to check out this report?
Well, there's some good news. You, like your credit report, you're entitled to a free copy of your consumer files if your insurance company has sent you an adverse action letter or taken any of the following actions. If it's denied you insurance, increased your rates, limited your coverage, or canceled your policy. For information on how to get a copy of your CLUE report, just search at HouseLogic.com for details. You just have to search CLUE report. That's C-L-U-E.
Okay. So again, houselogic.com and look for Clue Report. Search Clue Report and you'll be able to find out about that. And that, again, is great information, Pamela, because, again, a lot of people have heard about their credit reports but didn't have a clue about their Clue Report. So that's a good thing that can save the money. Pamela, great talking to you as always. I think we hit our $500 mark and then some with some of the tips you gave us. Thank you for joining us in Real Estate Today.
Thanks, Gil. My pleasure.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.